Dear God, please, help me. I was on a ship. They said I was cursed. I told them I was a man of God, but they didn't care. They threw me into the sea. I sank. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't move. And then something, I don't know what to call it, but it took me to whatever this is. Please, please, send your love and light for once. Just something, a sign, a notion. Anything. Amen.
I'm gonna die!
It'll all be okay.
God? God, is that you?
No.
But he always told me one day you would respond.
No, I'm not God. My name's Otis.
What?
I felt the same way when I got here days ago.
I mean, what even is here? Where am I?
I believe, based on the distance of your voice, you're in the whale's mouth, and I'm in the stomach.
The what?
Oh, maybe you're in the throat. Does it feel like you're in a tight hug?
I'm in a whale?
Yes, sir. We are in a whale.
Oh, God.
I'm not God. I'm Otis.
Yes, I understand. I understand.
Well, what's your name?
Jonah. My name's Jonah.
Everyone knows the story about Jonah and the whale, right? But have you ever wondered what it would actually feel like to be stuck in a whale and not know why? I mean, you could see it as a salvation, but it could also be a curse. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth, and today we'll go beyond the surface of a well-known tale.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me. But Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
And now back to Swallowed.
How are you so calm? We're going to die. We are stuck in a whale.
I haven't died yet.
Correct, yet.
Before the whale took me, I was drowning. It gave me more time.
Maybe this is it. Maybe we're dead. And this is the beginning of eternal damnation.
Oh, this isn't how I pictured eternal damnation.
Oh, really? The being stuck inside a large, slimy mouth and blinded in darkness, that's not damnation for you.
Well, the slime, but I also pictured more fire.
This isn't happening. Maybe you're not even here. You're a figment of my imagination.
Maybe it's that's different. I'm not in the mouth. I'm in the stomach.
Okay.
Maybe
all right,
it's
all
worse.
Enough. I won't be here for long. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Open up! Let me out, you idiot creature!
I wouldn't call him that.
What?
Well, the whale, it's not fair to call him an idiot. He doesn't know any better.
Yeah, well, he ate me. Forgive me if I'm angry at him.
It's okay, I forgive you.
I wasn't really asking for forgiveness, Otis. The only man I ask forgiveness from is God.
Hey, me too. Jonah, I said me too.
I heard you. I'm just not listening to you. Leave me alone.
We're both men of God. That's wonderful.
Excuse me. I'm more than like a man of God. There's lots of men of God. I'm a prophet.
Get out of town. Me too.
Oh, my God.
I'm a prophet, Jonah. Jonah. I'm also a prophet of God.
I heard you. I'm not interested. I wonder if I can crack these teeth.
I don't know. It's nice having a fellow prophet in here to share this experience with me. Have you heard of me, by the way? Ever heard of Otis, the man who grew love?
I don't know who you are. I don't know what's going on, and I don't want to talk about it.
Or perhaps you know me as Otis, the man who grew happiness. Have you ever heard a story by either of those names? I'll take that as a no. which is wonderful. That means I get to tell this story, and I love to tell this story. Many moons ago, I had lost everything to a particularly difficult storm. My cattle, my crops, my home. But I trusted God had me in his plans. So I stayed in that very spot where I had lost everything. Rain or shine, I stayed put. One day as I prayed, a small cow with flowers around her neck approached me. She was a gift. I took her in, I helped her grow, and I nurtured her. And then, days later, a flower from her wreath blew away and landed in the soil. It was a gift. I planted it, and I helped it grow, and I nurtured it. And then, days later, a pile of stones fell from the hill. It was a gift, and I arranged them. I built them into a home, and I nurtured that home. And so therefore, my faith in God was all I needed to rebuild my life. And so goes the story of Otis, the man who grew love. Or was it happiness?
Sounds like you stole a neighbor's cow and survived a landslide. Really great story.
I considered maybe that was the case.
And?
It was easier to believe it was God who sent those gifts.
Why would that be easier?
Okay, maybe easier isn't the right word. Maybe better, huh? It was better to believe God sent those gifts.
Okay, I don't have time for you to muse on every possible word.
Prophets have a sort of fame, don't they? Since we're in the stories everyone tells to spread the word of God.
Sure, I guess.
So it's in our best interest for our lives to be touched by God, to be walking proof. It just, my life is better if the cow was sent by God. It's more valuable.
Okay. Then God sent the cow.
Yeah. God sent the cow. Are you sure you haven't heard of me?
Yes, I'm sure.
I think it's okay to admit that I want my name to be carried on in the world. I bet you feel the same way.
Well, if I don't figure something out, both our names will be forgotten. Dead in the bowels of a whale. God, please. Please, God. Where are you? Oh, come on, don't let this be my fate. What am I even doing? I'm praying to a God that at worst doesn't exist, and at best has led me to be swallowed by a whale.
I suppose that would be the worst thing, God not existing.
Of course.
Of course. Because
if he didn't exist, then my entire life is useless. My existence has been aimless, and I mean, you said yourself, your life would be less valuable.
Right. It would be freeing, though, wouldn't it?
What?
If God didn't exist.
Wait a minute, what are you... Is this some sort of test? Are you God testing me?
Like I said, I'm not God. I'm Otis. I just sometimes wonder.
Yeah, well, don't.
Well, there's not much to do down here but wonder and think, muse.
Just keep the thinking private.
But just imagine not needing to be good or pious or selfless.
Why? Those are admirable traits.
They are exhausting traits. And I'm exhausted.
Yeah, well, life was not meant to be easy.
But if all the expectations were removed, wouldn't you feel the weight of a burden lifted?
Well, I am grateful for what God has given me.
Because he's definitely the one who gave it to you, right?
Well, God sent the cow, didn't he?
All I'm saying is a little wiggle room, you know? It would be easier if I could cheat on my wife.
Okay, I am done with this conversation.
What? What? Okay, you know what? Fine.
I need to get out. Please, please. I'm sorry. Let me out. Please let me out.
Wait. Jonah, this might actually be amazing. I think this is amazing. This might even be miraculous. Two prophets of God, both swallowed by the same whale.
I don't find this amazing, Otis. I find this terrifying.
No, you're right. Maybe we're being punished.
Yeah.
Because at first I thought I was just unlucky. I got swallowed by a whale after being tossed off a ship. But then you said that's what happened to you, too. I heard you when you were praying.
Yeah, that's rude, actually.
Well, my apologies, but I'm just saying, isn't that strange?
To be eaten by a whale? Yeah, I'd call that strange.
No. Isn't it strange that two men of God have been eaten by a whale? Right? Okay, when you first got here and you heard me and you thought I was God, you implied that you had never heard from him or seen signs from him before.
Yeah?
Well, neither have I.
What about the cow?
Oh, man, you said yourself the cow could have been a coincidence. We both admitted to having doubts about it.
Okay, so?
So, haven't you ever wondered if God was actually real?
Stop finding reasons to cheat on your wife.
We're past that. What I'm saying is, what if God sent this whale, Jonah?
Why would God send a whale to eat me?
You said you were thrown off the boat because the sailors thought you were cursed. But why? Why did they think you were cursed?
I don't know. There was a huge storm. They just panicked. Or what?
You climbed on that boat to flee from God. You were running away from a holy mission that was assigned to you.
How did you know that?
Because I did the exact same thing.
Ha! Get out of here.
Yes.
You did the exact same thing?
The very same. Storm and all. This is incredible.
This is totally crazy.
This means God is real. He's showing himself to us in the form of discipline. We have our answer. God is truly with us.
But of course he is. We all know and believe that. That's why we're prophets.
Oh, stop it. Come on. Come on. You can't tell me you knew for certain that God is real and has true power over our lives. Just a moment ago, you admitted to having doubts about his existence. Be honest with me. Be honest with yourself.
I am.
Hello, God. I see you and hear you.
Wait.
Bathe me in your light.
Wait, if God
Lord,
is really real, then.
You are
Hold
my
on a second,
shepherd.
Otis! If God is real, then.
Your life's work of preaching his word isn't useless. Doesn't this feel amazing?
No. But if God is real, then eternal damnation is real. Then everything I do and say, he hears and sees everything. So that means this is a punishment. He's punishing me.
So that means he...
He knows I betrayed him. He heard me questioning him. He heard you making me question him.
That's not what happened.
Yeah, maybe you're the devil.
Just a moment ago, you thought I was a test sent from God. Jonah, I'm just a man just like you.
Only the devil would say these things. Your temptations were a trick.
Jonah, I promise...
Leave me alone! I knew I shouldn't have listened to you. I failed this test. I failed to hold my faith steady. I don't recall anyone who questions and betrays God getting into heaven.
So this isn't eternal damnation, but eternal damnation does exist.
Dear God, forgive me. The sun shows no warmth in comparison to your light. Oh Lord, may I bask in your divine love. The ocean! Thank you, God! I am blessed by your mercy!
I,
I can't see. God? Hello?
Oh, no. Well, now you know I'm real.
You!
Hey!
Yeah, you aren't God or the devil, you're worse! You're just a man!
Get off of me!
And now he's punishing me more because I yelled!
I didn't force you to do anything! You had doubts long before you met me!
Doesn't matter now, does it? I'm in the stomach. It's only a matter of time until we die.
We'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, a message from some folks who make this show possible. And now back to Swallowed.
Feel that? That's my fish calendar. But don't feel too much, you'll mess up the order. And over here is the fish pile. Very different from the fish calendar. And over here, this is where I pee.
Ew, that's... Can you please just give me a minute? I'm still coping with the fact that I've essentially ruined my relationship with God.
You're coping? What is there to cope with? This realization of his truth should bring you clarity.
Clarity? There were so many times I felt like God wasn't on my side, and now I have proof that's true. He watched me suffer pain and hardship, and he did nothing. I mean, he's doing it right now.
Not nothing. He was challenging you.
I don't want to be challenged. I want to be happy. I pray to him for happiness. I pray to you.
And God will bring you that happiness. Look around at what he gave us. A whole whale.
Earlier, you said the whale was a punishment, not a blessing.
I see it differently now.
Well, that's not how I see it.
So how many fish do you want in your fish pile?
I don't want fish! I want to get out of here! Let's figure out an escape.
Oh, no, I don't think we should do that.
Why?
Because it's not what God would want, of course.
What do you mean? You think he wants you to die?
No, if he wanted me dead, he wouldn't have sent this whale.
Right, so let's get out.
Look where running away got us the first time. We both fled from difficult missions, and now God is teaching us a lesson. And I hear you, God. I accept your wisdom.
You have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, first, the whale is a punishment, then it's a gift, now it's a lesson. You're wasting time deciphering something as a sign when, in fact, it is trying to digest us. I'm finding a way out now.
Yeah, don't say that. And God wouldn't want you to yell at me.
Don't talk to me. I don't know what he wants, and that's my problem. I mean, we will die if we sit around doing nothing. Just help me feel around for an exit.
I'm not doing nothing. I'm obeying God's wishes.
Aha! A hole. My arm goes pretty deep into it.
Okay. You're looking for a way out. The answer's right here in front of you.
Hush, Otis! Okay, then. It's tight fit, but I think I know where this leads. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Otis! Otis, I'm stuck.
Okay. Isn't that a clear sign from God?
God didn't do this. I did.
What's the difference?
Okay, just stop already and help me. Please just help me. God would want you to help me.
No, he wouldn't.
All right, fine. Then just let's ask him directly. Dear God, please help us understand what you're asking us to do. We are happy to serve in whatever way you require. So please tell us.
See? He wants us to...
Well, that's clear enough to me.
Absolutely. He
wants
us
to
stay.
He wants us to stay.
He wants us to...
This will never end.
the endless interpretations of what God wants from us, you see one thing, I see another.
I think it's nice to have different perspectives.
God teaches us there is right and there is wrong. There isn't a gray area here. One of us will be rewarded for doing his bidding, and one of us will suffer for misinterpreting his wishes.
I need to rearrange my fish calendar and my fish pile.
Otis?
Go on, Jonah. Do what you think is right. That's what I'm gonna do.
Please help pull me out.
Grab on to me.
Okay. All right, got it. It's coming, it's coming. It's coming a little bit. You gotta keep it. You gotta.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Okay. Okay, so what have you tried so far as an escape? What about climbing up the throat?
I haven't tried to escape.
What have you been doing all this time? You just sitting here?
It's worked for me before.
All you did was take in a wandering cow.
No. Now we know it was a godly cow.
No, we don't. That was debatable.
God will send me another cow, in some shape or form.
Otis, I am the cow. Me. It's me. You shouldn't accept dying in a whale as your fate. I don't accept that.
You don't have to. Go on, Jonah. Flee from your challenges just like you did before.
This isn't the same thing.
Oh, so you blame me for your doubts, but your actions speak much louder.
Wanting to survive does not mean I don't believe in God.
So go then. Go survive.
Okay. Fine. I am. I'm going.
Good luck.
I'm climbing up the throat right now.
Bye.
Wait a minute. What if we forced it to regurgitate? I mean, based on how quickly I was swallowed, I would just as quickly be spat up. I would need to stand on your shoulders to reach the back of the throat.
I'm not gonna help you in running away from God.
Otis, you will die in here.
And you will die out there. All right, fine. I can't keep you from your fate, even if it is the wrong one.
All right, just hold steady. I'm just gonna climb on the...
Your shoulders! Ow, okay.
Wait, just hold on there. Okay. I can feel the throat. I can feel the throat. Just scratch a little higher. I need to...
Move your foot over.
There's nowhere else. Okay, wait a minute. Ah! There! I can feel something. I feel something. Uh-huh. I feel something. Yeah. Did you hear that? Otis, it's working!
Oh, God.
Come with me!
I pray for you, Jonah!
Let go of the whale and come with me, please!
Goodbye, Jonah! Ah!
Help. Please. I don't know where I am, but I was in a whale. And... Oh, my God. He did it. He sent the cow.
Hey, hands off.
What?
You stealing my livestock?
No.
I get your own cow, thief.
Ow! I'm choosing to believe God sent you.
He didn't.
Yeah. But it's better if he did.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Swallowed was written by Brielle Demergian and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by David Deblinger as Jonah, Russell G. Jones as Otis, and Tom Ligon as the man at the end. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Cadence Mandibura. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.